Well, thank you for joining me. I hope you'll pray with me. I hope you'll stay with me. I'll get you plugged into something that I'm very passionate about, and that's the image of divine mercy. Today is the anniversary of that great treasure that was given to us. I'll share with you, if you're not familiar with it, a little bit of the backstory to it. And around the world, the protection that this image seems to be giving, there's a tremendous connection between the image of divine mercy. There's tremendous connection between the Sacred Heart devotion and the Divine Mercy devotion on so many different levels. But I won't get into that now. I'll bring that up with you in a few minutes. We can talk about that. We've got a lot to get into. Plus, we'll talk about the return of the Antichrist. I just read a great article on that. Dr. John Bergsma will be stopping by, and a lot of other things to get into. One quick bit of business before I kick it off. Father Rocky tonight is going to be praying the rosary at Ave Maria. Maggie, let me bring you into it. He's praying with the bishop down there, right, tonight?
Yeah, Bishop,
and fill everyone in on what's going on.
Bishop DeWine, I believe his name
DeWine,
is.
DeWine, yep.
DeWine.
Is that his name? DeWine?
I guess so, yeah. Sorry. And they will be at Ave Maria University, and they will be taking intentions from people there in the audience. So I will not be involved, but it's going to be a great broadcast.
I can't wait. Also, check out the Lenten Lessons, day one, kicking off. Not too late to sign up if you haven't done that. I think you'll appreciate those. Hey, I want to get right into prayer today, if we could, because we got a lot to talk about. And I'll take your calls here. If you're on hold, I'll do my best to get you on the air. If you didn't get through on the phones, because they fill up really, very, very quickly. Maggie, she monitors and really manages the show account for the show on Twitter. And if you if you'll go to at Drew Mariani Show, if you type that in, you can put your petition there. And Maggie will take it, and she'll bring it to our spiritual family here all across the country. And we'll be more than glad to pray for you at Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me at Drew Mariani as well. It's great to have you there, and all of our socials as well. Check us out on Facebook and so many other places. Before I begin, I just got this email as I was getting ready to pray the chaplet here. This comes from a listener who says, could you pray for Brandy? She's dying from sepsis, and they are removing the ventilator. Drew, I don't have any more details. She is 55, probably 55, married with kids and has some grandchildren. I thank you and appreciate whatever you can do. So we will certainly lift her up. Tragic situation, but this is a prayer for the sick and for the dying. We can pray for her healing. And if not, we'll certainly pray that today the Lord embraces her. Another person says, I am going to have a defibrillator operation coming up in about a week. And they said, I need strength and I need peace of mind for the surgery. I've had multiple heart surgeries, and this time I'm fearful. And we will pray for you. I'll keep your name anonymous, but we will pray for you. Do not grow despondent. Do not let despair overcome you. Do not give in to fear. Instead, in these situations, the time really to shine. In these moments of trial, put your faith in the Lord, and I guarantee you he will certainly honor it. And just one final follow-up here. This came from a listener. You know, I lost my wallet. I've been praying for it, but maybe it's not God's will that it comes back. I mean, I froze cars, but there was no transactions or anything on it. So who knows? Maybe it'll one day, you know, maybe I'll find it. I don't know. Maybe it got accidentally thrown out. I don't know. But this listener wrote to me, and I just want to pass this along because this might be helpful to you. And I believe in the intercession of the power of saints. And she says, Mr. Mariani, you mentioned on your show that you lost your wallet. If you still not found it, I'd like to suggest that you call upon St. Catherine of Alexandria to help you find it. I'd like to just share these quotes from previous year's Magnificat, speaking of St. Catherine of Alexandria. It says, quote, at last she was beheaded, having promised that anyone who called upon her name would be helped. Catherine was removed from the Church's universal calendar for a time. St. John Paul II reinstated her in 2002, and she passes along this prayer. So if you are in need of some miracle, you want some help, why not call upon this forgotten saint, this great martyr? Here's the prayer. And right now I ask you, Saint Catherine of Alexandria, to intercede for me, to intercede for all those united with me, those who will be praying the chaplet, for all the intentions we have. O Holy Virgin Martyr, Saint Catherine of Alexandria, you promised to help those who would call upon your name. I beg you now to hear me, to help me. And whatever your intention is, I'll say finding the wallet. And St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us. So that's a simple little prayer. Maybe I'll pass along to Maggie and she can put that on our Twitter. We'll get that up for you maybe a little bit later. But I thank you very much for passing that along, Mary. I'm grateful for that. Maggie, anything you want to pray for before we start?
Yeah, you bet, Drew. I want to lift up anyone that is beginning their Lenten practices today. May we enter into this season with some renewed focus on God and really want to draw close to Him, because He really loves us and He wants us to be close to Him. It's not that we do these practices out of, some sort of like love of discipline. It's love of being close to Him.
Amen. We need some grace, and I love that. And I think it's a time of grace, a time to draw closer to the Lord. And it should be our intention for this Lent. I mean, I want to have a joyous Easter Sunday, and the last day of the octave of Easter, of course, is Divine Mercy Sunday. So we're coming into a really special time in the church. Let's pray for you now. We'll take your intentions, and we will present them to the Lord. We'll pray for one another, and we'll just trust in the great mercy of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today. It comes from Bernadette. She's listening and praying with us in Stickney, Illinois. Hi, Bernadette. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
I'm okay.
I just wanted to share a little bit. I talked to you last Thursday before the chaplet with my intention for my daughter's cancer and her thyroid. And she had surgery on Monday, and they got it all, the cancer, and they removed half of it. And so she'll be on medicine, but I just wanted to say a prayer of thanksgiving and thank Jesus. He is so good.
Brenda, thank you for doing that. I often think of the 10 lepers, and only one person came back to say thanks. And God uses medicine, surgery, technology to answer so many prayers. And I want to pray for you. We're going to pray for your daughter for complete and total recovery and for a very full life. And Lord, I thank you for Bernadette, and I thank you for the many ways you answer my prayers, the way you answer all of our prayers here. And I ask your pardon for the times that we fail to recognize your goodness, for those crosses in our lives that allow us to grow in holiness, for those miracles in our lives, Lord, that make very visible your presence. We give you thanks. And I lift up Bernadette, every intention that she still has, and all those who now pray with me as we turn to you and pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I want to pray for safety for anyone who's traveling all across the upper Midwest, really a major storm washing across this country with frozen ice. I think the Green Bay, Minnesota areas are getting 2 feet of snow. It's just crazy what's happening here. Dr. Tabali sent a message to me earlier asking for prayers for safe travel. So, Bob, we're praying for you and for John. Blanca is praying in Morton Grove, Illinois. How are you doing today, Blanca? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Drew. I love you. You're the best. Anyways, really quick.
You're kind.
Last Wednesday, I called from the hospital. Mm-hmm. I had pneumonia, and then I had an infection in the blood.
Yep.
So I'm officially out of the hospital and healing.
God.
Thank you to the Lord. And I'm calling for a friend of mine. Her son tried to commit suicide.
Oh,
I can't give the name, so we're looking up all the people that are trying to kill themselves. And then for my son, I'm requesting a financial assistance for him to go to Catholic school and looking for the Lord who grant me to buy me a house. Thank you,
right.
Drew, and everybody, thank you.
You got it, Blanca. Thanks for your prayers. Let's pray for Providence. All right, let's pray for Providence. And let's not limit God. If you're struggling financially, if you are praying for healing, don't limit God. I've often shared stories, especially with that St. Andrew novena, how somebody was praying for a home and somebody bought them one. No mortgage, I'm telling you. I mean, anything is possible with God. God can work miracles in your life. So I want to pray for Blanc and all those intentions. I do want to pray for those who have suicidal ideations, those who are despairing, those who are depressed, those who are anxious, those who do not feel that life is worth living, those who are contemplating terminating their child. I give you these souls. I just ask that you pierce the darkness, that you vanquish the demonic, that you draw them closer to you, that you preserve life, and you bring healing to them. I ask in a particular way you heal and comfort those who mourn, those who've lost loved ones. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Leo there in Loma Linda, California, Maggie, what's coming in? What can we pray for? Twitter.
I have one special intention for the intercession of St. Lucy for someone that I know who's experiencing some eye problems. Christine from Austin is praying for a new job and for protection of her daughter and son-in-law in their marriage. Chuck from Chester, Indiana is praying for you, Drew, and your family.
Thank you, Chuck.
And he says, also for my mom's macular degeneration to get better and my brother's eyes to get better also. Thanks so much, Drew. Angelica says, please pray for my sister, Julie. She not only has lost her Catholic faith, but is now totally anti-Catholic. Oh. That one hits home.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Poppins wrote to us and said, I want to lift up and pray for all snowplow drivers. And I thought that was really good that in times
awesome.
Like this. And then lastly, an anonymous user said, please pray for my family for protection, for healing and peace. And also pray for my friend Dave Sylvester, who lost his money envelope with $1,000 in it. Please help him find it.
Amen. Well, maybe that St. Catherine of Alexandria can come through for him, but we'll pray for this intention, particularly $1,000 in an envelope. It's going to take some honesty. Hopefully, it'll get returned.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, let's lift up all those intentions. We'll add Leo, who's been waiting, too. He's in Loma Linda, California. Leo, thanks for your patience.
I thank you for taking my call. Yeah, first of all, more power to you and the Relevant Radio.
Thanks.
And I'm trying to ask help for my anxiety. It was gone and came back again and making me, sleeping problems. And I was gone with medication and I was well and then back again. So, and also for my sisters was also psychological problems. And my friend, Cleve, who is in the hospital right now. Thank you.
You got it, Leo. Thank you. I want to pray for you, and especially for those with anxiety, those with sleep problems, all the things that he voiced. Leo, I don't know. I'm sure if you've taken medication, you've done everything you can to try to sleep. But one of the things I always do is I just pray. If I wake up, it's the rosary or it's the chaplet. Yeah, but we're going to ask God to heal you. You're not alone. There's so many people who now have sleep disturbances from hormonal imbalances or a litany of other problems, the stress that they're undergoing or whatever it may be. Lord, you know these individuals. You know what is causing them angst, lack of sleep. And I just ask that you penetrate those disturbances. You, by the rays of your merciful heart, Lord, just allow them to sleep deeply and to find the rest and the consolation they need. I give everyone Leo's intentions. I give you all those who have written, all those who are on hold, and all those intentions Maggie voiced. I turn to you now and pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Victoria is joining us from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Victoria. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about my 5-year-old Bosco.
Okay.
You
I can hear you. I can hear you. Sure. 5-year-old Bosco?
Yeah, 5-year-old Bosco. He has 5 heart problems. We knew it before he was born. He's had 2 heart surgeries.
Oh.
We heard you talking quite a bit about Father Ubald, and from our church had us take him to Father Ubald. And Father Ubald has come to him a second time. At the second time, he had told me and my husband that Jesus had healed him. He would not need the third surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't shown up medically yet. And so we're just praying. We're going to the heart catheterization tomorrow. And the third surgery is, they keep pushing it back. But now we're at the point where they're saying this summer. So we're just begging for prayers that Father Ubald would, you know, up there in heaven would intercede and reveal that miracle.
Amen. Well, let's keep trusting, right? We'll keep our faith to the very last moment here, and let's pray for your son, 5 years old, right? My gosh, to have to undergo all those surgeries, my heart breaks for you. It really does. And look, I don't know what God's will is. Maybe it'll be through medicine that he finally has healing. But if Ubald said that, then let's call upon him. His cause is now open. We'll ask for the intercession of all the saints. And you know, I call upon Father Pytel. He was a priest who had heart problems, and it was his miracle, his miraculous healing, that led to the canonization of St. Faustina. So, Father Pytel, I call upon you and all the great champions of divine mercy. I pray for Victoria, this woman of great faith. And Lord, you know, she's going to trust right up to that last moment. So I pray for another divine mercy miracle today, interceding in a particular way. I bring little Bosco before the image of divine mercy here, and I just ask, Lord, that you heal this child, and let this be another testimony to the power of prayer. I pray for all those with heart problems, all those who have children that are sick. I pray for all those parents who are struggling now, and all those who are growing despondent, whose faith has grown weak, who don't see a way out of their situation. Lord, I just ask that you work in your beautiful, merciful, and miraculous way. And I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I'll see if I can sneak a few extra calls in today. Kay is praying in Staten Island, New York. Hi, Kay.
Hi, hi, Drew. I'm just calling for a very close friend of the family. His brother is in the hospital. He had broken his ankle. And he's in the rehab unit, and they found him unresponsive yesterday morning. And now he has no brain activity or reflexes. Oh, yeah. Now the family has to decide whether or not to stop treatment.
Yeah.
So I'm praying, you know, for whatever it's God's will.
All right. Well, it's a beautiful prayer. It's a perfect prayer. Okay, we'll pray for him. We'll pray for you, too. Okay, we'll lift up all of your intentions as well in this final decade. Let's go to Rhode Island as well. We'll take Austin and add Austin to the mix. Hey, Austin.
Hi.
Hi, Austin. How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm doing good. I'd like a few prayer intentions for me and my family to get a safe flight tomorrow to Florida and for my grandparents to find a house.
Well, that sounds great. Florida sounds like a great place to be right now. You're looking forward to that, having some fun? You get some time off of school?
Yeah.
Well, have fun. Okay, we'll pray for good weather and a safe flight. Okay, we'll pray for your grandparents as well, Austin. You pray for us, too, because I know how powerful your prayers are. So remember, everybody here in our spiritual family, the chaplain, ask God to really hear their prayers and be merciful to them. Sarah in Corona, California, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
I'm
calling for prayers for my son, Anthony, and his wife, Amanda. They're expecting their second baby. They just found out she's a little girl, but they also found out that she has heart problems, and which will require surgery right after she's born.
Yeah.
So praying for healing and successful surgery if that's what's required, but praying for strength for them.
Amen. And we'll pray for the family. Mother and father can't imagine, as well as you. You know, the struggle, the pain, thinking about what's going to happen. Let's pray for healing. And two people I turn to, we'll add this beautiful little baby girl to the prayer for Bosco, for any child with heart issues right now. And I often think of, you know, Blessed Paczynski and Sheen and others who seem to, when children were in utero, had just a miraculous, powerful intervention. So I call upon them. Lord, we ask for healing. When the doctors reevaluate, let them be stunned. Let there be a miracle. And if for some reason, Lord, it's your will that the family must endure, I just ask that you give them fortitude, give them strength, give them all that they need. So, Lord, I lift up all of these intentions. So many people on hold. I give you all of them, everyone who's united with me now, wherever they may be. I give you my own heart, you know, my intentions. And with trust, and with faith, with love, with confidence, we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible. Look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Catherine of Alexandria,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, thank you for praying with me. And thank you, by the way. So many people have been sending me their answered prayers. And I'm going to, rather than list some petitions in the days ahead, maybe just go through some of these answered prayers, because God is really working in extraordinary ways. If God has heard your prayer, we heard some of them already today, just email me. Just take a minute and just jot your story down and send it to drew@relevantradio.com. Drew@relevantradio.com. In the memo field, just put answered prayer or praise report or however you want to flag my intention. But I love those. They build my faith, and I know they also help others. So do that. Also, when we come back, you know, in my cell phone, the back of it, I have a kind of clear case of my iPhone. I've got an image of Divine Mercy, right? My screensaver's Divine Mercy. I've got a Divine Mercy image here in my radio studio. I have one in my office. I have Divine Mercy everywhere. I want to fill you in on what I think is such a treasure, such a gift, such a powerhouse channel of grace, I believe, for all of us today, given by the Lord to St. Faustina. Today's the anniversary of the image of Divine Mercy, and I stumbled across some recent miracles that have happened with this. If you're looking for protection, conversion, stay with me. I'll unlock a great spiritual treasure for you when I return.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Today's programming is brought to you by St. Gregory Recovery Center in Iowa. More information about their faith-centered addiction treatment is available at relevantradio.com/stgregory.
The Drew Mariani Show. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's so good to be with you today. I'm grateful, really, to be able to spend part of my afternoon with you. Thanks for doing the same for me. And if you want to join me, I'll give you a number. The number here is 888-914-9149. And I'd love to hear from you, in particular, if you have had an encounter with the image of Divine Mercy. And what do I mean by that, the image of Divine Mercy? The Lord appeared to St. Faustina. Today's the anniversary. This is back in 1931, and she was in her cell at the top of the convent, and Jesus appeared to her, and he came visibly. He came emanating incredible light, and St. Faustina wrote in her diary, she says, "In the evening when I was in my cell, I saw the Lord. I saw Jesus clothed in a garment, a white garment, and he had his one hand raised. His right hand was in the gesture as though he was blessing her, and the other was touching his garment, this white garment at his breast. And where that left hand was, right beneath that garment, there was slightly drawn aside," she said, "there emanating were two large rays. One was red, the other she described as pale. And she said, I was silent, but I just kept my gaze fixed on the resurrected Lord. And she says, my soul was struck. I was in awe. But I was also filled with this great joy." She was, and what an encounter that must be like. Here you see Jesus Christ, the same Christ that appeared to his apostles, right? Emanating great light, his heart's pouring forth these rays. Your soul jumps. You know, I had that experience I was sharing with Maggie the other day. I had a nun on. We were talking about trust during the pledge drive. And I said, my spirit was leaping when I was with her. I could feel the connection. Her love of God and my love of God, there was something about that. You imagine Faustina now before the very Lord himself. And she was in awe. She was filled with joy. And the Lord said to her, gave her a message, one of the first encounters she had. He said, paint an image according to this pattern you see, and then sign it with the words, Jesus, I trust in you. He told Faustina that he wanted the image. He wanted it venerated, first in the chapel there with her, right? But then he wanted this spread throughout the world. I remember I was with the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina's canonization and beatification. I was with him in Venice once, right? And we were walking through the streets. We stopped in a church. When he saw the image of divine mercy there, he was leaping for joy. And I get the same reaction whenever I see the image of divine mercy. If your church does not have one, can I make a suggestion to you? Why not make a donation to either to the church or order one? Put it in the church. Should be in, you know, I would put it in the confessional area or maybe somewhere in the church of prominence. I love it. Why is it so important? Why do I love it so much? Because the Lord gave some promises. He says, I promise that the soul that will venerate this image, it will not perish. I promise a victory over its enemies, already here on earth, but especially at the hour of death. For I myself will defend it as my own glory. I mean, that is a powerhouse promise. If you venerate the image, you put your trust in Jesus, you'll have victory over your enemies. How many people are attacking you right now? Is there division in your family? Is that business under attack right now? You know, do you have enemies here on earth? I know we have them at the hour of death, Satan's last chance to get your soul, right? The Lord promises protection at that critical hour. I don't care what I go through on this side, but in those final moments of my life, I want to choose God. I want the divine protection. And he says, I promise you victory over your enemies on earth right now, but especially at the hour of death. And I will defend you as my own glory. It's such a powerful promise. I received an email recently, and I'd love to hear your story. If you've had an encounter with the Divine Mercy image, maybe you were miraculously saved in a car accident or a hurricane or a tornado or whatever it might be. In my book on Divine Mercy, I wrote about several of those encounters, and one was a man whose son was in a violent accident. So I got this email. And it comes in. I guess I could probably share the name. Patty, thank you for sending this to me. She says, hey, Drew, I just wanted to share with you what recently happened to my teenage 16-year-old son. She says, he got his driver's license. And when he did, I gave him the image of divine mercy. I told him, I said, hey, keep this with you at all times. I read your book and I learned about the promises associated with the divine mercy image. Well, this past Monday, my son was in a horrible car accident. His car was severely damaged. But to the amazement of all, he was fine. He told me when he was taking out his driver's license for the police officer, he saw the Divine Mercy image in his wallet. And he says, I'm sure this was one of the worst days of his life. The image gave him a reminder that Jesus was with him and he was not alone. And when he told me this, it personally gave me great comfort to know. I'm just so thankful for the protection over my son. There was a story I shared in the book about a man who was called in the middle of the night to police, asked him to come down and identify this car that had gone under a tractor trailer, and nobody could have survived it. It was absolutely devastated, crushed. No human being could have gotten out of it, but somehow, some way, his son who was driving that car miraculously survived, and there on the seat of the car when he went to get the registration out was an image of divine mercy. So I put one in my car. I suggest you do the same thing. Give it to those new drivers. And again, this is not superstition. This is not a magic rabbit's foot. This is not some sort of charm. This is the image of divine mercy. And I stand on the promises that Jesus Christ gave to St. Faustina, the first saint of the new millennium. I've heard so many stories about this. There was a story of a family in Haiti who were protected by the divine mercy image. I don't know if you remember the 2010 earthquake. Horrific. I went to Haiti a couple of years ago. It's still devastated. You can still see the earthquake damage. It was so powerful. It's the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, by the way. The area was devastated. The earthquake there, I think it was something like 7.0 on the Richter scale, pretty big. So it struck Haiti in January. It was January 12, 2010. And the devastation that took place, the loss of life, the infrastructure, everything, it was horrific. So in the aftermath of the quake, a lot of stories began to emerge, and people shared their miraculous survivals, their unexplained intervention. And there was one story that struck me particularly. It was a story of a family who was living in a house in Port-au-Prince. That's the capital of Haiti. And the family had a Divine Mercy image on the wall. They had devotion to Divine Mercy. And when that earthquake struck, they were all inside. And despite the severity of this earthquake, which leveled the place, right? Everywhere around, the family reported that there was something that took place. They felt a sense of peace. They felt as if they were being protected during the ordeal. Well, in the days following the earthquake, the family shared the story with others in their community, and word began to spread because no one could explain how they did survive this. And they attribute this miraculous protection to the divine mercy image they had on their wall. And a lot of people began to see copies of the image for themselves, and this image began to spread throughout Haiti. The image has now become a symbol of hope, a symbol of healing in the midst of that devastation. And just one of many stories like this. Maggie, my producer, was just sharing with me during the break that she lived in a house. Maggie, where were you? Were you down in, where were you living at the time? Maybe share that story with everyone.
I was living in Nashville. This was a couple years ago. Actually, it was one of the things that kind of got me thinking about moving back closer to home and closer to my parents. But I was down in Nashville. My roommate Annie and I were renting an awesome house on a little creek. There was a creek that ran through the neighborhood, and so it went through everybody's backyards. And it was pretty close to most of the houses. Like we were pretty close to the water. One night, it was a Sunday night, it was a Saturday night, and it started raining really hard and really hard and really hard. It never let up. And all of a sudden, we got flash flood alerts on our phones that we kind of ignored because we got them every now and then. Nashville's very rainy. Mm-hmm. Annie knocked on my door later in the evening, and she was like, "Mags, you got to come look at this." The water had already swallowed up our entire backyard. And within just the couple of minutes that we talked to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? It had already risen another couple of feet. And so I was like, "Annie, we got to get out of here now. Like we have got to evacuate before we can't drive down the road." So we evacuated that night and we actually had to go through some pretty tall water to get my car out of the neighborhood. And it messed up the bottom of my car pretty bad. So like the undercarriage was just like dragging on the ground as I'm driving. The next morning, so we stayed with some friends that were kind of up the hill. So they were safe. We stayed with them for the night. And the next morning when we came back, we're just driving down the street with these big wide eyes looking at all of our neighbors. Their houses are just decimated. There's things that, you know, like woodsheds that were in the back of people's houses and yards, and they're on the front lawn of someone else down the street. And our house, for some reason, I mean, I had an image of divine mercy in my bedroom that I prayed to every night. And a little tiny garden statue of Our Lady that I remember as we drove away Saturday night. I just saw her little head peeking out of the water, and I looked up at the sky as we drove away, and I was like, "Oh, I hope she's here tomorrow when we come back," because I love that statue. I would always pray to her while I was gardening and stuff. My mom gave it to me.
Was it there?
It did not move an inch while other people's sheds were in someone else's front yard. Here, Our Lady didn't budge one inch. And so when we checked out our house, the water line was just under our main floor. And every, like our friend Ashley that lived a couple houses down, her car was in a tree. It was funny that next morning as people were starting to pull muddy, soaked things out of their, you know, garages and their homes onto their driveways, we got back in my jalopy vehicle that was making all this noise as I was driving, and we're like, "We got to go to Mass. We are so thankful that like, look at how we've been saved." And so our neighbor was across the way. She was like, "Where are you guys going?" And we were like, "We got to go. We're going to Mass. See ya."
That's awesome. You know, the story about the statue too. I remember during that terrible tsunami, I think it was in Indonesia, you know, they talk about churches, everything getting washed out. It seems like so many of these images, you'll often see it in places of great, you know, natural disaster. Somehow, some way, statue of the Virgin Mary or their tabernacle or something somehow remains untouched and survived as if though it had divine protection. That Indonesia tsunami that washed in and then came back out, or washed out and came back in, the statue of Our Lady came washing in upright on a pile of rubble. So,
of course, it's
crazy. She came back, you know, like royalty. Let me take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk much more about this. Today's the anniversary of the great feast of the Image of Divine Mercy. It was the day the Lord gave it to St. Faustina. He gave great promises to it. I'll share you a little bit more of those. And I'll take your calls. Ida in Katy, Texas, you're on deck. I'll get your call. And love to hear from you, too. It's 888-914-9149. There's other stories, too, like that. Stories in the Philippines. I'm trying to share with you today other stories that I didn't include in my book because there are many of them, but I'd love to hear yours. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
This hour is sponsored by Creative Planning. How is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's great to be with you today, talking a little bit about the Image of Divine Mercy. Why? Because today is the anniversary of the day that our Lord revealed it to St. Faustina. And if you love the chaplet, you know the power of that, the promises associated with that, then you will love the other gift that the Lord gave us through her, and that's this image. And I have heard more stories of divine protection. I've heard stories of healings. I'll have to share the story of Ugo Festo. I wrote about him in my book, but I want to take some of your calls. I'd like to hear from you. The number is 888-914-9149. Again, if you're not familiar, maybe you're just joining me, the Image of Divine Mercy is an image of the Lord. It looks like he's coming out of darkness. He's illuminated, wearing a white garment, and these beautiful rays of red and pale light are emanating from his heart. And the Lord said to Faustina, I promise you. He wanted to have this image painted, and he wanted to venerate it there in her chapel, but then he wanted it around the world, and this is spreading like crazy. He says, I promise you that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I promise victory over its enemies here on earth and at the hour of death, and I myself will defend it as my own glory. I shared stories of miraculous protection. I've spoken to people who've been miraculously cured of debilitating, life-ending diseases, and I know personally I have been divinely protected by it. Let me go to the phones, hear a few more of your stories. Ada is listening to us in Katy, Texas. Hi, Ada.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick. This happened on October 5th of 2005. We'd had the Arizona Rosary Sunday, October 2nd. And in this dream, before this, I had migraines like almost throughout my life. In this dream, I saw the image, and the rays were coming from the right chest area with the right elbow sticking out. And it made my chest and arms feel weightless. And when I woke up from the dream, I didn't have the migraines anymore. And this like 2005, so that's like over 10 years now. Yeah.
So you are healed of your migraines?
Yes.
Well, praise God. Ada, I love that. What a beautiful story. You know what it reminds me of? Reminds me of another story that took place in Krakow, Poland. The year was, I think it was 2016. And there was a young girl, her name was Karolina. She was diagnosed with a very serious illness that caused her to suffer from just extreme pain and discomfort. And she was underwent all these different treatments. She had surgeries, but her condition continued to deteriorate. And she was eventually told that, you know, there was very little hope for her recovery. The future looked very grim for her. So her mother one day, and Carolina's in the hospital, brought her an image of divine mercy, brought it into her room, and she put the image, she placed it on the wall besides the girl's bed, and she told her daughter to trust in the mercy of God. And here, this beautiful image was looking over her, protecting her. And they prayed together before the image, and Carolina said, you know, as they did that before the image, and you hear this a lot, what happened? The same thing we heard earlier, a deep sense of peace and comfort came. And suddenly, her whole attitude changed. She began to feel renewed with a sense of hope. Well, To the amazement of everybody, over the next few days, her condition began to improve and improve dramatically. It went from being hopeless to her pain lessening, her energy levels increasing, till eventually she left the home and was completely and totally healed. She and her family saw the image of divine mercy as a very powerful symbol of healing and of God's love for them, and they shared their story with others. This is out of Poland, and it became another testimony of the promises that the Lord has given, that with faith and prayer, you know, healing can come about. Lives can be transformed. Ugo Festa was a man who I met in Italy, and he was a man who was practically to the point of suicide. He had MS and MD, and he had no hope, and he met John Paul II. He was holding the image of divine mercy, and the Lord said to him, "What are you worried about? What are you upset about? You have our Lord, you know. Turn to St. Faustina. Turn to his image. Ask him, ask the merciful Savior to heal you." So he went on a retreat in Trent, and he prayed for several days. He was before a life-size image of divine mercy. I think it was the second, third, or fourth day. I forget exactly the length of time. But he submitted himself to God's will, and he said that the image came to life. And suddenly the man of Galilee, that's how he said it to me, stepped out of the image, his gown blowing in the wind, and the white garment that he was wearing in the image. And he reached out to Ugo, and he picked him up, and he healed him. He was miraculously cured, a man who was, the doctor said, would die. I mean, his conditions were so bad, and he had lost all hope. He was on a death watch. But the Lord restored him to life completely. He'd go on to spread devotion to divine mercy. I shared his story in my book as well. So God is good. He is good. My call screener, Patrick, left a message here and said that somebody just called in and said they hung the image of divine mercy on their window during the COVID pandemic. To the amazement of everyone in the home, not one person in that house got COVID. Not one. That reminds me of the Old Testament, right, with the hyssop and putting the blood of the lamb over the door. Certain protection there. Barbara in Mesa, California, or Arizona. Good afternoon. Good to have you with us today.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to, you know, you're talking about the image of the divine mercy, and about July 10th, 2021, my husband and I were involved in and survived an airplane crash.
Wow.
And my husband and I had my priest had asked that, you know, I go ahead and you know, write to you. And so I went ahead and I texted you because I didn't have the time to be calling in, you know, because he was in the hospital back and forth.
Yeah.
But I did hang up the image of the divine mercy. And there was like three times that he was anointed because wow, he was actually, you know, the doctors came and said, you know, he's ready to die. Wow. So I really believe that it was, you know, the divine mercy.
Amen.
That, you know, he's still alive.
Well, Barbara, I'm with you.
And your prayers too, you know, because someone had also said that, you know, they'd heard that, you know, they'd read this, you know, I guess Maggie had read it on there also.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for praying, putting
Barbara,
it on the
air. I'm so glad you shared that story. And please do me a favor if you haven't done it. Sit down and write me an email. Tell me the story, okay, and send it to me, drew@relevantradio.com, whenever you get the chance. I know you're busy.
Okay.
But if you could do that, I would love it. And what a wonderful story. Boy, to survive a plane crash, that's a whole other conversation. I'd love to hear what happened there. But I am up against the clock right now, so I got to take a short pause. But I would love to hear your story. Stay with me. Your news and headlines are straight ahead. On the other side, we'll continue our conversation, but Dr. John Bergsma is going to stop by. Just read a riveting piece on the return of the Antichrist. I want to talk about the Antichrist. St. Faustina also talked about the return of Jesus. If I get a chance, I'll share some of that with you, but we got a lot to talk about, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.